Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before we go any further, I would like for you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want you guys to start writing down some stuff. I want you guys to start writing down some stuff, please. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. The Lord was talking to me and dealing with me about some things concerning us. And the things that he was talking about is, I want y'all to release some stuff. I want y'all to write down any and everything that's been troubling you in your mind. Any and everything that's troubling you in your heart. Any and everything that's troubling you in your thoughts. Any and everything that's troubling you concerning your family. Any and everything that's troubling you concerning your finances. Any and everything that's troubling you concerning your marriages. Any and everything that's troubling you concerning your parents. Any and everything that's troubling you concerning your siblings, your children, your job, your body. Any and everything that you are afraid of, if you're afraid of losing this or losing that, if you're afraid of not having this or not having that, if you're afraid simply of not having or even losing control of something, I want y'all to write down all your fears, even if it's concerning somebody else. I want you to write down all your fears concerning your life, in your body, in your mind, in your heart. I want you to write down all this stuff. I want you to write down any and everything that has caused you to be troubled, even in your thoughts. Because our thoughts run wild with us and cause us to have delusions and even illusions. I want y'all to write down all these things. I want y'all to write down this stuff that causes you to be triggered or angry or even wagging your head or pointing your finger at somebody. I want y'all to write down those situations, those concerns, those problems, those challenges. Come on, let's talk about these challenges. I want y'all to write down all this stuff this morning. I want y'all to release all these things. Because these are the things that are preventing us from being totally in a place of liberation, which is freedom. It's all this stuff that goes on inside of our lives that is preventing us from entering to total and complete salvation. See, everybody don't understand what salvation is. Everybody don't understand what, see, all this stuff is what got us clouded in our minds and in our hearts and causes us to hate and be bitter and to have wicked and evil thoughts. All this stuff that we see or that we experience or that we go through is what got us all messed up within, so we portray stuff on the outside or towards people. It's all this stuff. All this stuff. We know what's down in the inside of us naturally that we have towards people, animosity, contentment, even all this stuff. We know what's hidden down inside of us, and we still ain't forgave somebody. We still ain't let some stuff go. We know what's troubling us concerning our jobs or our homes or our finances. We know our fears. Oh, I'm afraid of big bugs, or I'm afraid of losing this or losing this person, or I'm afraid of being alone, or I'm afraid of not receiving my inheritance. I'm afraid of, we got so many things. We are not free. We are not free the way God wants us to be free. He sent his son Jesus to explain all these things to us. We cannot even go into a place of worship and praise spiritually and in truth because of all these things. So please, I'm begging y'all, write this stuff down. I don't care how many times you wrote it down. I don't care how often you went to him about it. It's still troubling you, and it's still an issue, and it's still a problem, or he wouldn't be talking about it right now. It's still something. It's still something. Dear God in heaven, we come to you first of all thanking you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercies, and your grace. We thank you for saving, sanctifying, and filling with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Watering what the Lord had already planted inside of you, then that's when the growth took place and the cord was cut. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you on this morning, God. We thank you on this morning, God. We thank you for the riches of your glory. We thank you for the riches of your glory. We thank you for the newness of your spirit in the midst of your people. Hold my mind in a loboche. Ha. As y'all writing these things down, I'm telling you, it's almost like when you write them down. I gotta share with y'all what I just saw. And the Lord instantly drew closer to her. As she was writing these things down, it was almost like she was just literally letting it go. She was writing it down like, Lord, no. And Lord, such and such. And Lord, such and such. And remove this, God. And help me with this, Lord. And so that. And then it just kind of like overtook her. It was almost like his spirit entered down inside of her. And then it started flowing freely. Oh, God, we say yes to you today. Yes to your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. We say yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because if we don't say yes to you, God, then we're saying no to life in an abundance. We're saying no to peace. So we're going to say yes to you. Oh, God, we're saying yes to you today, God. Yes to you, Lord. I pour your spirit amongst your people, God. I pour your spirit amongst your people, God, that they may go into a place of freedom in their thoughts. I pour your spirit amongst your people, Lord, that they may outpour themselves unto you, God, that you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will get them some peace. You will get them some hope. Oh, God, I pour your spirit on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we as your people will be whole. We will be complete. Oh, my mind, little Lobosi. I pour your spirit today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It hurts for you to stay in too long, don't you, Chief? It's going to cost you today, though. The cost. See, salvation hurts. We got to sacrifice some stuff. It's the cost for this freedom. It costs to be free. Oh, when we stand too long, or we sit too long, or we in this situation too long, or we afraid of it, it's a cost to salvation. It is. I'm patiently waiting for y'all. Y'all ain't got to rush. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing or how they doing it. While you standing there, just close your eyes and just start thinking on the Lord, releasing all this stuff. If you feel like you want to cry, scream, holler, kick, and bite, just start letting it go. Just start letting it go. See, because you need to leave some things over there before you come over here. You can't come over here with all that stuff. Oh, my mind, little ocean. He called my mind, little ocean. You ain't got to ponder on what you need to write down because you already know. Let me tell you something. We as people, we better get desperate for this thing. Because this thing right here is happening. If you don't receive it today, it's because you ain't let go and you ain't won. See, we can't worship God with all this stuff. We can't even, sometimes we be so messed up and wrapped up till we can't even say a prayer. We need somebody else to pray for us. Don't y'all know that freedom is in salvation? I'm going to read something. The name of the sermon. Understanding salvation, the cost.
Before the earth was formed, you are God.
And stand behind her.
We bow before your throne, God. We just want to give you praise tonight. We just want to give you praise. We cannot make it without you. And we cannot make it without your power.
Y'all make sure y'all fold it. Because we don't want this stuff to stay open. We trying to close some chapters today.
If it wasn't of your love,
we trying to close some chapters today.
To the cross, what would we be?
That's what we doing. Understanding salvation. To understand is to accept as a fact or truth or regard as plausible without utter certainty. To understand is to achieve a grasp of the nature, significance, or the explanation of something. We don't understand why a lot of stuff happened to us, but we do know that it happened. To understand is to have a clear idea of. It's to reach a conclusion through reasoning and information. So we need to understand today. We need to be able to grasp. For the Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. You need to understand what salvation is. Understanding salvation. What is salvation? It's deliverance from the power and effects of sin. That's what we know it is, right? Sin is not going to have power over me. So I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to think this way and I'm not going to think that way. So that's the only thing that y'all think it is. Listen to this right here. What is salvation? It's the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind over all, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. I'm gonna pause this. And I'm going to say it one more time. Salvation is the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind. What is ruling your mind? Listen to this. Over all, there should not be nothing that you should not be able to bring under subjection. Look, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion. And what is an illusion? It's something that deceives or misleads intellectually. An illusion is a perception of something objectively existing in such a way as to cause misinterpretations of its actual nature. Are y'all getting it? What is salvation? It's the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind over all, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. You are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that is on itself against the knowledge of your truth, bringing into subjection every thought. Salvation is deliverance from danger or difficulty. It's freedom from ignorance or illusion. And it's saving me from danger or evil. It's preserving me from destruction or failure. This is all salvation. Salvation is the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind over all. It's in your mind. It's not as bad as you think it is. But it looks bad because that's what I see. What I see has caused me to have an illusion that's put me in a place of bondage, thinking and believing it's hard for me not to sin. It's hard for me to believe that I'm healed or I'm sick. It's hard for me to believe or not be afraid of death. Is it? Is y'all getting it? I'm finna start it. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Get you some yellow sheets of paper and red pen, baby. And start writing down any and everything that got you trouble, any and everything that got you feeling some type of way, any and everything that you are afraid of, any and everything that you don't want to lose, that you it's hard for you to forgive. Write down all that stuff. Get it here, baby. After you write that stuff down, I want y'all to stand right here. Stand right there. The name of the sermon today is Understanding Salvation, the Cost. You get tired of standing up, don't sit down. It's going to cost you today. It may be uncomfortable, but it's going to cost you some discomfort. All this stuff. That we keep holding on to, that we keep latching on to, all this stuff that we got bobbled up, that's why I'm trying to separate it, so it can go all the way across the threshold, because we want to be free. We want to be free. We gonna understand freedom today. I'm free from being comfortable. Who tired of standing up already? The discomfort. It's all the trouble you go. You good. You gonna help us then. You gonna help us understand the freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Did I pour oil on everybody? Except you. You too. What is salvation? Salvation is free from everything in your mind that causes you to go into a place of fear. Salvation is freedom from any and every illusion and delusion that's causing you to be stuck. Stuck. That if you still stuck on that thing that somebody did to you or said to you and you ain't forgave them for, guess what? You ain't free. You ain't free up here. I want everybody to put some oil on their hand. Here, I can't even cross that. He won't let me cross it. Come on. And then I want you to anoint your heart. Put your right hand on your heart. Rub it on both your hands. And then start praying for yourself. For your heart.
We just want to give you praise. We cannot make it without you.
Oh, God.
And we cannot make it without your power.
See, we don't want to let go of some stuff.
Jesus.
Come on, come on. Get in line. Get in line. And you can stand up here and finish writing. Come on, come on. Thank you, Jesus. You can finish writing standing up here. If you still got to figure out some stuff or what to get, write it while you're standing up here. Come on, please. Please. If you got, if y'all got some more stuff you want to write it down, but write it down in line. It's time for you to stand up. Everybody in the sanctuary. If you want to write down some more stuff, write it down while you're standing up in line. If y'all still thinking about some stuff, use your right hand and put it on your heart. Your right hand. Your right hand and put it on your heart. Did I give you oil, key to anoint your hand with? And put your right hand on your heart. Y'all may have, y'all can't put your hand on your heart and write at the same time. So if you need to write some more stuff, then write some more stuff. It's going to be uncomfortable today. It's going to cost us today. Today it's going to cost us some freedom. I want to be completely and totally free. I want any and everybody else to be completely and totally free. And not just for a second, but for a lifetime. I want you to know that you are supreme over your thoughts, over your mind, over your illusions, and over your delusions. Ain't nobody been picking on you. That's that illusion that you got. Everybody don't hate you. That's that illusion that you got. Everybody ain't treating you that kind of way. That's that illusion that you have because you done been through it and you ain't free from it. You ain't done left it behind. We got to leave some stuff behind us. We got to leave some thoughts behind us. We got to leave some attitudes behind us. We got to leave ourselves back there. You got to deny yourself in order to enter into the salvation of Jesus. You got to deny your own thoughts in order to enter into the freedom within yourself. Can't nobody do it for you. It is activated by simply believing God. You got to believe that he can fix this stuff for you. Everything that you putting inside of my hand. All eyes should be closed and you should be praying for yourself. It's a lot of stuff that we got going on down in the inside of us that we still messed up about. We don't want to be obedient. We want to be rebellious. We don't want to do anything that we are told to do. We don't want to follow instructions because we're too prideful. And guess what? We all grown. I can do what I want to do. We want to be vengeful and get some get back. Baby, you're not free. You're not free.
You're the
You're not free. This is what he's saying. We can't worship him right. We can't praise him right. We don't even know how to act right towards one another. We don't. We don't. The name of the sermon today is Understanding Salvation. Salvation is deliverance from the power and the effects of sin. It's the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind over all, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. The Bible declares that by his stripes we are healed. It does not just mean healed in your body. It means healed in your mind. So if you got sickness, pain, infirmities in your mind, whether it's a mental disorder or whether it's just something that's a strain on your brain, you could be free from it if you give it to the Lord. We cannot cross over this threshold if we still holding on to the stuff that we done gave to the Lord, because what we are giving him, we are believing him to perform it. If you doubt anything that you put down on here that you asking the Lord to get out of you, you might as well sit down. Because freedom is only through believing that Jesus died that we may be free from that thing. We shouldn't be so easily moved or discombobulated when I ain't got enough money, or I ain't got enough in my paycheck, or I got this shut up notice, or this problem happened to me, or this situation, or they took this from me, or I'm afraid not to have that, or this person don't like me. We got to be free from all that stuff. We got to be free from unforgiveness, even in the past, that person violated you, or they took some kind of dignity or disrespected you. If you ain't right, put your hand on your heart. Please, for yourself, close your eyes and pray. Just sit it down. You ain't got to put it back there. If God brings something to your mind or to your heart and you need to write it down, then you write it down. I don't know why you put it back there. Maybe something else that he want to tell you or show you. If you're not free from distractions, even when stuff is said to you, then guess what? You have not experienced salvation yet. I'm trying to help everybody, including myself, to get to a place that I'm not tossed to and fro with every winning doctrine. Everything that I see is not going to be an illusion to me and my perspective that's causing me to think it's this way when in actuality it's another way. I'm not going to get so prideful and haughty and rebellious that I can't get it. If you feel like it is hard for you to receive or accept your freedom today, sit down. Because it's a lot of people that want to be free. It's a lot of us that's seeking after freedom. It's a lot of us that desire to just be free from that thought that keeps tormenting us. It's a lot. We are tormented in our sleep. We tormented at a thought concerning something that happened that we had no control over. We still are bound because we got regrets, or we blaming ourselves for something. You could be free from that. You could be free from it. You could be free from it. You could be free from it. But you got to want to be free. As you crying, as you releasing, as you letting go, you freeing yourself right now because you purging it. Yes. Yes. The baby telling us like it is. We freeing ourselves from it. Only through Jesus, and that comes by through belief. We got to let go of some stuff. Matthew chapter 19. And stay, I just want y'all to listen today. I want y'all to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Jesus was talking to his disciples about freedom and about salvation. They wanted to know who could be saved. This is salvation. They wanted to know who can be saved. They wanted to know who could be saved. I'm going to read a story. There was a man that came to Jesus. And this is what he said. And behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, this is Jesus talking, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He said unto him, "Which?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So he telling them no murder. Not just graveyard dead, but I'm not going to murder you with my words. I'm not going to try to defame you towards nobody else. Listen to this. Don't commit adultery. Means I'm not going to betray you, Lord. I'm not going to. Don't you know all of us commit adultery towards God every single day? I'm not gonna commit adultery, Lord. How about committing adultery with your friends? Don't you? How about that? Not gonna commit adultery. I'm not gonna steal nobody's joy. I ain't gonna steal their stuff. I ain't gonna do none of that. Come on, keep your hands on your heart if you ain't writing. If you ain't writing, thou shalt not bear false witness. I'm not gonna be a liar. I'm not going to lie on nobody else. I'm not going to lie about nothing I did or didn't do. I'm not going to be a liar. Honor thy father and thy mother. I'm going to respect and honor my parents. And I'm going to love everybody, even in spite of what they do. Listen to this. The young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The selfish ain't. Listen. Because I ain't finna give away all my stuff. I'm going to read. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So while you saying it's hard not to do this and hard to stop doing this, then guess what? It is for you, but it's not through God. Now listen to this. Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" What is forsaken? Forsaken is to renounce or turn away from entirely. It's to cause to remain behind. Is y'all getting it? See, we got to renounce some stuff and let it stay right on back there. Okay. That's it right here. And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me Talk about the ones that's been following for years and all this and all. Listen to this. In the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, regenerate means to live again, spiritual renewal and revival, okay? Ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that have forsaken houses or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. So many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So what are you telling me, Lord? I'm telling you not to be an idolater. I'm telling you not to put nothing to nobody before me. Because I need you to love me enough to forsake it all. And if you forsake it all, you're going to be free from worrying about that house. You ain't going to worry about whether or not you're going to pay that mortgage. You ain't going to be worrying about whether or not you're going to lose your job. Are they going to cut off them lights? You see, because you have forsaken all that, and because you've forsaken it all, I'm going to give you 100-fold. I'm going to give you what you need to pay that mortgage, because you don't care about that mortgage more than you care about me. Is y'all getting it? I'm going to make sure that you get 100-fold. I didn't say 10, 20, 30. I say if you don't put nothing before me or above me, not only am I going to give you stuff, you going to live forever with me. Y'all don't really get it. Let's go to Luke chapter 14. Listen to this. This is what he said, verse 25. And there was a great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father or his mother, mean forsake them, okay? If he don't forsake them, his father, his mother, his wife, his children, brother, and sister, yeah, and his own life also. See, because we be so worried about our own selves, we be so worried about our own selves until we don't never even think about God. Feel her in. You. Feel her in. We don't ever even think about God. We put any and everything and everybody above him. Every problem, every situation, every concern, every fear, we're afraid of everything. The Bible says that we don't have to be afraid of nothing if we simply believe Jesus, because he died for us to be free from all this stuff, even death, y'all. You ain't even got to be afraid to die. Because you're forsaken everything else, and you are what? Living to live again. He said, I'm going to give you eternal life. You ain't even got to be afraid to die, because this is only temporary. So you're going to live with God eternally. Everlasting is eternal, right? It's eternal. So what is the cost? That's the name of the sermon today. Understanding salvation. Call it the cost. What are you going to pay? In other words, what are you going to deny? But I hear you, girl. Say it again. Everything. What are you going to deny in your life that you can live life in an abundance? I came that you may have life and that you may have it in an abundance. Well, how can I have it in an abundance? Because every stripe that I took for you. You healed in your mind and your heart and your finances and everything. So you got to forsake all this stuff that is tormenting you in your mind and in your heart. You got to forsake that problem that's going on in your marriage. You got to forsake that problem that's going on in your family. You got to forsake that thing that that person did to you. You got to forsake that unforgiveness. In other words, I read the definition. You got to leave that behind you. You got to let that go. He said the door is open. That's the threshold right there. Who want to cross over it? Who want to cross over it into freedom? That we could be free from it all. Now, when you cross over it, you cannot cross over it and still thinking and believing that other. What are you going to forsake? You're going to worry about a job, your credit, your money. You're going to worry about garnishments. You're going to worry about not having enough to eat or what you want to eat. You're going to worry about paying your bills or going to. No, the Bible says you got to forsake it all. You can't raise it. I guess I'm the only one getting it. Who is understanding me today about salvation? See, freedom comes in what? Simply releasing. To forsake is releasing, ain't it? To forsake is letting it go. I'm letting it all go today. I'm giving God any and everything that causes me to go into a place of fear. That causes me to go into a place of destitution. My life is not barren. I'm not going to have the illusion of a life of penury. Mean I'm lacking. Or I ain't got the money that I need. Or I ain't got this to do. The Bible says, I just read it. Don't let that thing forsake you or torment you. Forsake it. Forget about it. You can't do anything about it. And I'm going to give you 100-fold. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added on to you. So I'm going to treat people right. I'm going to act right. I'm going to think right. We sitting up here talking about, oh, it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut when I be wanting to say that. No, you could do it. Forsake yourself. Forsake your opinion. Forsake your thoughts. Because they just illusions that's causing you to be delusional. Forsake your attitude. Forsake your perception of it all. Distraction. Distracted in the mind. Distracted in the mind right now. I feel it so strong. I feel it and I know who it is. We're so distracted in our mind and even in our thoughts that we can't even grasp. I just read the definition. The understanding that we can be free. We can be free from that. We can be free from it. Yes, they hurt you. But they only hurt you because they hurt you. A lot of people that's hurt don't know how to express their hurt. Neither will they ever admit it. Huh. Yeah. Neither will they ever admit it. So they don't know nothing but to hurt you because they hurting too. How about you hurting within because of something that happened or something that was said? We ain't left that behind. We haven't. I'm giving oil to everybody. I want everybody to anoint your feet. It's going to be uncomfortable. You can't even sit down to do it. And how in the world are we going to do that, Pastor? Some of us got that. Anoint your feet because you got to cross over the threshold. You need some more oil, let me know. I'm trying to give y'all enough for y'all feet. It's uncomfortable, ain't it? It's discomfort. You may be in that situation. You may be going through that thing, experiencing that thing. Yeah. and I'm going to pour some oil on you. I want you to put some on your hands. And then I want you to make sure that you anoint your feet. You can't sit down and do it though. Let me anoint your head, baby. We being free today. It is. Okay. I'm sorry, baby. Thank you, Jesus. And then we can worship him. Now, to worship God is something different from thanking him. Before y'all get ready to cross the threshold, y'all gonna get to thanking. Yeah. And whatever it is, Lord, I thank you for putting it in my mouth for that thought. Lord, I thank you. Come on, y'all. Lord, I thank you for putting me in my heart for the things that I can't find. Lord, I thank you for freeing me in that unforgiveness from that thing that happened to me when I was a child. Lord, I thank you for freeing me, and you got to make sure that you stay free. Lord, I thank you for freeing me from unbelief. Lord, I thank you for freeing me from that. Whatever it is, whatever you wrote down on that paper, clap your hands, close your eyes, thank God for it, and believe it that he did it. You gotta thank him. You gotta thank him like you already do. When you clap your hands, everybody, clap your hands and start thanking. Do y'all understand what clapping of the hands is? The clapping of the hands is dispatching the angels on your behalf. So clap your hands. You can command to the angels to do some things for you. In knowing that it's already done. When you get ready to cross that threshold, you done already released everything over here. You can't bring it over here on this side. You can't. It's unstoppable, huh? Just keep tapping. You ain't tired. You ain't tired. You ain't tired of standing up. It ain't no comfortable for you. Keep clapping. Because when you be ready to cross that threshold, you crossing it with assurance, and then you gonna go into worship. You're going to go into worship. And worship is when you're admiring or you loving somebody. It's when you're exalting them and lifting them up. So it's going from a thank you to a praise to a worship. By the time you get over here, you should be in the place. Don't stop clapping. Don't stop clapping. Keep clapping. That's a command. That's instruction. You dispatching some angels on your behalf. Yeah, this tyrant is okay. What? Give up that comfortability. What is the name of the sermon? Understanding salvation. You freeing yourself. The cost. We paying the cost right now. We paying the cost right now. What are you going to give up for God? If you don't want to give up that unbelief, you don't want to give up living a life of sin, you don't want to give up this, and you don't, God say you got to forsake all that for him. And when you do, you are going to get 100-fold and eternal life. It's your choice. It's your choice. Jesus. You ready to cross that threshold, Lisa? Are you ready?
You got to let go. Let it go. You got to believe that God is doing it right now. Not only just making it, give him from a free gift. Because all the stuff you
over the Jordan River. Did y'all hear me? You crossing over that threshold that got you in a place of bondage. You're gonna be free from any and everything that causes you to be in a place of degradation or segregation. That's it. That's it. You got to release it. You got to let it go. You got to want that thing. You got to get desperate for you. You got to get desperate for yourself. Don't stop clapping. Everybody should be still clapping. Still clapping. Because we done tried everything else. We done tried everybody else. We done put our trust in all kind of stuff. It's time for us to leave that behind us today. That's it. Whenever you're ready, you got the freedom. I can't force you. I can't convince you. I can't make you. You freely can enter into salvation for you. For the Bible says we got to seek out our own soul salvation. So when you cross over, you crossing over into a worship. You crossing up, not even thinking of those things that's behind you no more. Don't y'all stop clapping. Don't stop clapping. Don't stop clapping. Keep clapping. Whenever you're ready, you can cross over. Be your boss, Shonda, and I won't say. Oh, Baba, Shonda, and I won't see. Whenever you're ready, you can cross over. Not too soon. That's it. Just worship me. Just worship me. Whenever you're ready, you gotta be ready on your own. You gotta need a little more shot, get a little more see. You gotta know that the angels is already dispatched on your hand. You got to know that it's already needed a little more see. The crooked is already made straight. Oh, ba ba ba, say a little more see.
No more hurt, no more pain, no more delusion, no more
confusion, no more false hope. I am healed. Oh, Lord. Oh, Yabba. Oh, Yabba. Oh, God. Oh, Yabba. Oh, God. Oh, Yabba. Oh, God. Oh, Yabba. Oh God, he called my mind in a little more sea. The healing gonna take place. The restoration gonna take place. Oh, ba 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 ba, say the little more. Oh, my mind in a little more sea. Oh, ba ba, say the little more sea. Oh, your mind in a little more sea. Oh, your mind in a little more sea. Sometimes we got to pay some price for some stuff. We don't call my mind in a little more sea.
Medicine is impossible. With medicine, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Thank you.
down to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because what you are doing in the lives of your people, what you have already done, God. Oh, my mind, I want to anoint your feet. I need to anoint.
Spirit.
give her that peace.
We just want to bow before your throne and give you the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your word to receive the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father God, any and everybody that's on your altar. Lord, you allowed them to enter into a place of peace. Let them know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are doing something good, something God in their lives. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that everything has passed and they are entering into the new. Everything. Jesus. God is doing something new in our lives. If you believe that he has did it for you, you can go back to your seat. Don't go up this middle aisle because I still got some stuff I need to do over here. Thank you, Jesus. See, that hundredfold is something good, ain't it? Something good is going to happen in our lives. We got to stand on it and we got to believe it. Understanding salvation, the cost. So that means you got to give up something. And it may make you uncomfortable or put you in a place of discomfort. But one thing that we are not going to be is afraid of loss. We're not going to be afraid of loss anymore. We're not going to be. See, the Lord has started dealing with me about this stuff. And some stuff, even on yesterday, when I was in the store. And when I had left the store, I said, I'm going to go home. And I'm going to cook and then I'm going to write down all this stuff. The enemy did not want this word to go forth. I'm telling y'all, I got a complete, total flat tire. Literally. I say, you know what? I say, it's okay. Because I can call anybody in the church to come get me and bring me to church. Please get me to the house of God. Because he did not want us to understand what salvation is. Salvation is more than being sin free. It's being free in our minds, y'all, from that thing that tried to deceive us. It's being free in our hearts from that thing that's trying to make us think and believe that we don't have to forgive. I mean, salvation is total and complete freedom from all. I'm going to read this one definition one more time because that thing ministered to me. And when I read it, it instantly took me to that scripture in Corinthians. Listen to this. Salvation is the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind over all, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion of sickness, sin, and death. Is that not that scripture in Corinthians 10? It's that scripture in Corinthians 10. Let me read it to y'all. Listen. I'm just going to turn this down some. To understand salvation, I'm going to read it again. It's the realization of the supremacy of infinite mind over all, bringing with it the destruction of the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. And what is illusion? It's something that deceives or misleads us intellectually. It's the perception of something objectively existing in such a way as to cause us to misinterpret its actual nature. Don't misinterpret the actual nature of it no more. So what is the realization of it? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's that supremacy of infinite mind over all. Listen to this. Casting down imaginations and everything, that's the all, that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. He said, if I forsake that thing that just happened to me, I'm going to forsake that thing that I just went through. I'm going to forsake it. What that mean? I'm going to leave it behind, or I'm going to denounce how it's affecting me. Is y'all getting it? I'm casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. That's the intellectual part that salvation talking about. Bringing with it the destruction of the illusion. That illusion. Listen. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Don't you know you can pull down that thought, that imagination, that infirmity, that anything that caused you to be discombobulated, that caused you to be disrupted, distracted, feeling scared? You can pull that down. Because you got the might through God to do so. That you may be what? Free. That's salvation, y'all. Free from sin. Free from sickness. And even free from death. He said it. He said it. I read it to y'all. This is what he said. I read it. In Luke. I read it in Luke 14, chapter 14, verse 25 through 35. If any man come to me and hate not his brother, his father, that means forsake him, and mother, and wife, and children, and brother, and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So you got to know, go ahead and say, man, you got to know that God is bigger than that thing that your mama said, your daddy did, your friend acted up. You can't exalt it higher than God. You got to denounce it. You got to pull down that delusion, that illusion, that imagination, that notion, whatever it is. You have the power to do so. You did it when you wrote down all this stuff and put it on the threshold. When you was on that side, you was on the threshing floor. That's what the Lord said. So that means you was purging out some stuff. You was letting go of some stuff. And then you start clapping your hands to dispatch the angels on your behalf to go and perform your petition. And knowing that, you went into a thanksgiving, crossed over, and you worshiped him. Because when the Israelites crossed over the Jordan River, they worshiped God. They worshiped him in knowing, because his works or what he did before was proven to them that he can do it again. Do y'all get it today? Come on, let's get God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you on today, Father God, for giving us the understanding of salvation and the cost. Because it's going to cost us some stuff. It's going to cost you some stuff. It's costing me my peace. No, it ain't. Because you got to denounce it and then your peace going to come back. It's going to cost you to be quiet sometimes. Because if you don't be quiet, you're going to do nothing but get mad because you're still talking about it. You got to denounce. You got to leave it back there. You got to denounce. See, this is all freedom. You get it? You got to. Even yourself. He said you got to forsake yourself also. So that thing that you want to do and you think it's too hard for you to stop doing it, forsake it. I'm not, how many times I've been saying this? I've been saying it 100 times. Let God be God and you stop being you. You know? Because the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. And then what did he say? He said, you think it's hard? You think you can? He said, yeah, it is. It may be impossible with man, but all things are possible with God. So you got to go give it to him. It's possible for this to happen and for that to happen. Especially, and he keeps showing me your school stuff because that's an issue for you. Girl, why the Lord was showing me until he made me go back to school when I was 44. I was like, Lord, I did all the school I want to do while you went out there. He said, because you need to go back to school to be a psychologist. I say, well, I don't even want to think no more. He said, well, what make you thought you was thinking anyway? That's why I always tell y'all, your thoughts ain't your thoughts at all. Our thoughts is the wrong thoughts. When he made me go back a 4-year degree, he allowed me to get it in 2 years. I know he a mind regulator. I know he would do it. Girl, when I got a C, I about had a calypso. I said, oh, I've been studying. I said, you know what? Lord, this is too hard for me. The Lord said it is, ain't it? But it ain't for me. He said, why are you exalting that thing higher than me when I regulate the minds? So, baby, every time I got ready to do my work, every time I got ready to read a lesson or go through that syllabus that look like it's, woo, them syllabuses is overwhelming. And them long pages I had to write. Because I had to monitor folk and look at, God, I was, God, you got to stop doing it. That's why you're stressed. You got to stop trying to think that you can never know. I can't think that. No, you can't. You're saying the truth. But with God, all things are possible. We can stop sinning. Yeah. But with God only. Because without him, we're going to keep doing it. I know. I'm raising my hand. I'm talking about event. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you on today, Father God, for reminding us that you are the sole source and the very essence of it all. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here on today. Lord, we need, he said, you ain't even got to pray about that no more. I already did it. God, we ain't even got to pray about that no more. That's behind us. Like, when they crossed over the Red Sea, what did they leave behind them? All their fears? Them pharaohs, right? All that thing that they was a slave to. See, some of us are slaves to stuff. You, when y'all was over there, what did he say? You coming out the wilderness. We leaving all that unbelief, that doubt, that embarrassment, that shame, all that. It's over for me. It's over for me. I'm walking in my new baby. I'm on a whole new territory. Who else on a new territory? Now, when y'all come up here for to bring y'all tithes and y'all offering and stuff, don't y'all stop. What she say? One and done. Don't you walk back over that stuff no more. It's over. You know what? He said, I ain't even got to pray for it no more.
Hold on. Let me get it up. Yeah. All this stuff is over. Y'all know I burn these prayers up so they can be a sweet savor to his mouth. I always burn these prayers up. I never read this stuff, y'all. Because guess what? It ain't my business. I don't know what y'all want to say to him. That's between you and him. I am not a busybody. I am not going to be walking around here trying to figure out what you done wrote on these papers. Don't y'all know I've been here all day every day trying to read this stuff and goodbye. That's over with. That's behind us. That's behind us. That's behind us.
The enemy ain't want us to get that word today, did he? He wanted us to understand what freedom is, for real, for real. For real, for real. I still don't want to walk back over there. I don't want to backtrack. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I think I seen y'all already getting envelopes. I'm free. I can sing this song. I know you can too. I ain't bound to nothing no more. Ain't nothing going to have control over me like that. Nobody going to have that much control over me. Maybe I'm gonna have a conversation with somebody and then I ain't in that conversation no more and you torturing me and my man because I'm worried about what you do. I ain't letting nobody have that kind of control over me. That's too much power. I'm free.
I'm free.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm free. No longer bound. Thank you, Jesus, for the freedom. That's that peace. That's that peace.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm free. Jesus, I get a revolution. I'm free. And see, we take these little things and we make them big.
I've been saved and sanctified.
I'm just thanking God for the freedom.